We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I'm Brandon Kravitz, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. Another exciting Sunday in the NFL has come and gone. Here are your top fantasy performers from Sunday's action. George Kittle led the way with 39.6 PPR points in ESPN.com leagues, followed by 35.6 from Justin Jefferson and 30.8 from the returning Kyler Murray. Javonte Williams made the most of his time as the feature back for the Broncos, with Melvin Gordon on the shelf for the week. He led all running backs with 29 points, racking up 178 yards, a touchdown, and 6 receptions. Clyde Edwards-Helaire played through an illness and looked pretty fresh as he ran the ball 14 times for 54 yards, and he had 3 receptions for 28 yards in Sunday's 22-9 win over the Denver Broncos. Tyreek Hill was held to just 2 catches on 5 targets for 22 yards, an awfully quiet night for one of the most dangerous weapons in the NFL. On the injury front, Adam Thielen suffered a high ankle sprain in Sunday's loss to the Detroit Lions and will undergo further testing later today. It sounds unlikely that he'll be able to play on Thursday against Pittsburgh, and with the news of it being a high ankle sprain, he could be out multiple weeks. Washington football team tight end Logan Thomas likely tore his ACL and MCL during Sunday's victory over the Las Vegas Raiders. The Ravens have more bad news on their injury report. Baltimore defensive back Marlon Humphrey is suspected to be out for the season with a shoulder injury suffered in Sunday's loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers. 49ers running back Elijah Mitchell was taken off the field in the third quarter as he was evaluated for a head injury. He would then later return to the game after being cleared. Mitchell then finished the day with 66 yards on the ground to go with 1 rushing touchdown. Tonight, the Bills host the New England Patriots in a clash of 2 of the top teams in the AFC. The first meeting this season between the Bills and the Patriots, they'll meet again in Foxborough in just 2 weeks. Weather reports out of Buffalo are not pretty. By 8 p.m., Buffalo is expecting temperatures to dip down to 34 degrees, a 12% chance of rain, and wind gusts up to 35 miles an hour. Not pretty. The line on this game via DraftKings Sportsbook hasn't wavered much throughout the week. The Bills sit at 2.5-point favorites, with the over-under resting at a low 41, given the weather concerns and the high quality of defenses involved in this game. Should be a good one tonight. As for the injury report, no major offensive injuries to report for the Buffalo Bills. Their defense, however, is not as lucky. The team found out last week that Tre'Davious White, one of the best corners in the NFL, is done for the year with an ACL tear. As for the Patriots, Brandon Bolden remains questionable tonight with a knee injury, as does kicker Nick Folk. Now, Folk has been the number one kicker in fantasy through 12 weeks this season. We'll see how he does with those harsh weather conditions. In the NBA, keep an eye on the following injury designations tonight with 10 games across the association. Suns head coach Monty Williams confirmed that Devin Booker with a hamstring injury will remain out for Monday's game against the San Antonio Spurs. Timberwolves head coach Chris Finch said that Karl Anthony Towns practiced on Sunday. It appears he's on track to rejoin the lineup tonight against the Atlanta Hawks. He remains questionable with a tailbone injury. The Heatless Jimmy Butler as questionable for tonight's game against the Grizzlies. Markieff Morris with a neck injury, he's been ruled out for the Miami Heat. Tobias Harris has a non-COVID-related illness, and he is questionable tonight against the Charlotte Hornets. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has a concussion and will not be available for tonight's game against the Detroit Pistons. D'Angelo Russell of the Minnesota Timberwolves is questionable tonight against the Atlanta Hawks as he's nursing some right ankle soreness. And CJ McCollum is probable for tonight's game against the LA Clippers. He suffered a rib injury a couple of games ago. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial at rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, that's rotowire.com/pod.